We have to dance. It is absolutely necessary for our emotional well-being. If we don't dance, we emotionally implode and we're no longer human. And I think we would actually physically shrivel up and cease to exist.
Welcome to List Envy, the podcast that wants you to shake what your mama gave you. I am Lord of the Lists, Mark Steadman, and every week I bring on a guest and together we collaborate to build a top five list on a topic they choose. This week, my guest is Stephanie Fuccio, who I think if coffee was a person, would have a restraining order out on her. She's a podcast strategist, community builder, and the host of Podcast to Connect, along with many, many other things. But we're not here to talk about coffee or podcasting. Today, we are building our top five list of songs that drag us to the dance floor.
I dance all the time, but I don't dance like formally in a place with other people with a DJ in years. I can't think back to the last time I was actually dancing around others consciously with music, like professional music going. So
given the amount that you travel, that's probably not surprising actually. And I hadn't really considered it, but yeah, because it's not like you've got access to lots of sort of, you know, I've got a big family and they live locally. And so there's always a something. You know, there's always an occasion.
Family's never where I danced before. So that's not my place. Before time when my dancing was around people, it was definitely in bars and clubs and stuff. Not so much even at people's homes during their parties. That was more of a sitting thing. Yeah. So it was definitely if I went to a concert, I would obviously dance there because you can't stand at a concert. That's wrong. I can't stand. If I'm listening to music I like, I can't not move.
So are you, is there much dancing happening in the home?
Oh, there's dancing happening all the time. I will literally, if a song I like comes on, I will dance. My husband actually dances in public, like on the street corner and stuff. When something gets into his head, he'll just like break into dancing. And so, yeah, so we're a pretty good match on that level. Apparently I've influenced him on that. But as far as like through a whole song or a few songs in a row or with like a drink in my hand and like, whoa, with others, it's been a long time since I've done that. I mean, it's not lack of opportunity. There's bars and clubs everywhere we've ever been. It's just, I don't drink that much anymore. So it just doesn't kind of...
The mood doesn't strike quite the same way. Whereas, you know, the uninhibited home is just the whole place is a dance floor. And there's no judgment. You can dance like nobody's watching.
I've never been a good dancer, so the whole judgment thing doesn't really affect me. I know I am ridiculous.
Can you describe some of your sort of go-to moves?
I grew up in the 80s, so I've got the whole Breakfast Club back and forth square thing going, and everything stems from that. No matter how far from the 80s we get. Was that in the 80s?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
that
so.
That must have been, yeah. But even if it wasn't exactly in the time of the 80s that I grew up, that was the dance. It just happened to end up in the movie, right? But that's how, I can't break out of that. Like, I tried. Like, I watch Elderbrook all the time, and I'm trying to mimic how he moves, because he is music in his movements, and I cannot, for the life of me, do it. But I try. I try so hard.
I don't see it as much now, but my family, the aunts, there was an aunt's dance. So anytime Motown music came on, you would see all the women line up in a straight horizontal line. And it was walk, 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 kick. And then in the opposite direction, walk, 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 kick. And they're just walking a horizontal line. Baby, yeah. Love, kick. My baby, love, kick. And it's just, it was kind of just, it was tribal. It was, you know, it was just ingrained. You know, you reach 37 and then someone bestows upon you the walk, 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 kick dance, and suddenly you have it. You
know? Oh, that's awesome. Motown's so good. I'm surprised I don't have any Motown on this. You know, this list could be like years long. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because as you were saying that, I was thinking Frankie Lyman. Why do fools? Da, 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 da. So that's the thing. I can never remember lyrics. Fall in love. Yeah, exactly.
What do they do? Love. You've also just sort of incepted another song into me, which I might have to put on my list now.
Right? I want to put Frankie on my list. That was one of my early, like, sitting in music class, bored out of my mind because I knew what she was saying. Mm-hmm. And then she played that song and I just went, hi, I'm suddenly very attentive.
Typically what we do here is we pick our, we go sort of through it draft style. So your first one would be the one that absolutely has to make it on the list. That is your number one pick. And then we go, I'll give you my number one. Then we go 2, 3, 4, 5. So yeah, I am making it difficult off the jump by making you pick your top one.
It's okay. Missy Elliott, The Rain, Super Duper Fly.
It has never been my bag, but I can dig it. It's got a beat you can grind to, I would say, Steph.
Oh, well, if one were to grind, I suppose, yes, yeah. That would be true. Yeah,
if one were given to grindage.
True, but that whole album, it was one of those albums that you could just listen the whole way through and be in that groove. It was just so masterfully done. And it was just, I have memories of being in like my friend's Jeep and us just driving. Well, we're there, but we can't be there because we're not done with the album. Let's keep going. Like that
Just take another tour around the block so that we can finish. Yeah. So what kind of shapes is, and what era? So this is, I guess, I'm going to guess, what is this, late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, late 90s. Yeah.
So what shapes is a late 90s Steph throw into this?
So it's more of a sway. I've always got the box thingy because that's just sad. But there's more of a sway and I kind of dip down a little bit. And then I definitely kind of like throw my head back, kind of like Charlie Brown style. Yeah. So yeah, but it's slower than normal.
Nice. Thank you. I have an image. Very good. Part of my criteria for this was because a lot of my dancing happens in a sort of family environment. Mostly, I'm not given to dancing. I was, and there are some songs here that I would enjoy in a club based environment. And I have been known to get down, but a lot of the getting down happens in a safe family environment, in a social club, which is essentially just a big room with a bar and a dance floor, big dance floor. And your uncle has got the, because your uncle used to be a wedding DJ, and so he's hired all the kit out again, and he's playing all the tunes. That's my life, and. Some of the choices that I've made are based on stuff that I will be dragged to the dance floor, not necessarily to dance, although there is some swaying involved, and, you know, probably some kicking of legs. But there is also very much an aspect of communal singing.
Oh.
This is a big part of it for me. And so the first track that I have for you is by a band called Brush Shields. I don't know anything about them. I just know that this is the version of the song Fields of Athen Rye that is played at the end of any family occasion. And it's an old Irish folk song. It tells the story of the Brits and their oppression of Ireland and the famine, and there's a whole sort of story told in three acts, and it has this big sort of thumping chorus. The Liverpool football team for some reason have now adopted it as their song, I believe. And it's just this big, you know, it's a ballad, but this is the big pumping rock version, and it gets everyone up pretty much without exception. I I'm not necessarily suggesting that this is going to make our combined top five, but it is. It is my number one because it will. It will compel me to the dance floor. But my next pick will be a lot more traditional. There you go.
Is it bad that every time I hear the word compel, I think of The Exorcist?
I can see where that would happen. The power of dance compels you.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, rhythm, as we know, is a dancer. What is your second pick, please?
My second pick, and you just made me realize that mine... You were saying that yours are like family dancing places, and mine are definitely like time and place, and they're very specific to a period of my life. So the next one leads me to Japan, even though it's a Korean song.
Okay.
Because that's where my students introduced me to this K-pop song from Girls' Generation. It's called G. It is everything that's wrong with plastic surgery and produced, like, absolutely manufactured music, but it is the most addictive thing you have ever heard in your life, and it is impossible for me to hear it and not just start moving.
I can absolutely, like, it's got such a jiggly beat, like, you, and you know, the video is very clear, there is dancing happening, that is very much to be expected. I can see a lot of girls, a lot of women up there. I'm not seeing a lot of boys up there, and that's perfectly fine. It looks like a lot of fun, and that feels like the purpose to me.
It is, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Are you following the official steps as laid out in the video here?
No, absolutely, or not. No, that would be suicide. No, no. But it was one of those moments, like, there were a lot of things that my students, because they were like first year, second year college students, and there was a lot of stuff of theirs that I was like, that's fun, I'm glad you like that. But there were a couple of songs that I was like, oh, thank you for introducing me to this. And then I would follow the people, the musicians, for a while, and there weren't that many. So it was nice when there was that connection moment.
Yeah, I can feel myself kind of doing a bit of a twist to that one.
Oh.
I could feel myself kind of, I mean, I've only got about three moves. So that's the one that I'm deploying for this particular song. Excellent. What a lovely choice. Okay. My number two then is, oh yeah, D-Light. Groove Is in the Heart.
Yes! Yes. Love it.
Dig. I was only thinking about the lyrics this morning. I think there might be filth in the lyrics at the beginning.
That's going to tie into my number three.
Yeah. The chills that you spill up my back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Right?
I never really thought about that until, oh yeah, that's rude, isn't it? Anyway,
what was that 70s song, like Mush Mush in the Bush? And as a very young child, I was like, mush mush, like, I just like the sound of mush. Yeah. Right,
it still blows my mind that, I mean, speaking of sort of songs that, you know, a bunch of people might dance to, the Grease song Grease Lightning, or Greased Lightning, has the, you know, has, I mean, we've got Pussy Wagon,
totally,
and
an
the
orgasm.
Chicks Will Cream, and I, you know, that's been 30 years, and we're still singing out the Chicks Will Cream, and yep. it surprises me that I guess, but I don't know, like, maybe we've become a little bit more puritanical, and that one just, it never got re-reviewed.
I think it's hilarious. I love those Instagram or TikToks or whatever, where you see people listening to stuff they grew up with and they are finally listening to the lyrics and going, oh my God, is that what that's about?
Yeah. The moment I was in the back of a car listening to Madness's House of Fun and realizing what the song was about, I wasn't scandalized, but I was like, oh, that's really cute. I didn't know that's what that song was about.
I have to re-listen to that now.
Oh yeah, it's great. He's all of the it's all sort of innuendo, or not innuendo, but like lots of other names for condoms.
Yeah.
He's just turned 16.
Oh yeah.
So he is now legal age here in the UK.
Yeah.
And he's trying to buy some party hats with the rubber tips.
Oh wow.
And he's in a chemist, and the chemist doesn't understand any of this. And so that's what the song's about. And it's, and then someone else comes in, like an older person comes in, and like the whole jig is up then. Cause the guy's like, oh no, I can't, I've got to abandon this tank. It's great.
Oh my gosh. Writing that down.
They will come up later. So it sounds like Grooves in the Heart, sounds like that resonates with you somewhat.
Yeah. Pure fun. I mean,
yeah.
Their visuals, like their clothing, the music, the ability to sing along, like you were mentioning, is just like, yeah. I mean, every time it came up in a club for me, people were just like, they knew how to react. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, you've got two ways in, because you've got the sample at the beginning. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. So you've got that, yeah. which is like a little dog whistle. And then if you haven't caught that one, then you've got boom, 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 boom. And then it's just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, get out of my way. I'm getting, you know. And you get to do the whole, you know, you're sinking to the floor, you're jumping back up again. It's all kicking off.
And then you get to like smooth it when you go, groove is in the heart. Then you get to kind of, yeah. Oh my gosh. So what are you doing during this song?
So I'm definitely dipping and dipping and jumping back up again. I'm definitely doing that. There's probably a little bit of sort of a weird kind of jiggly arm flaily kind of coming out. You know, the arms are venturing out like tentacles. And yeah, the feet are doing some sort of square movement. But yeah, I'm waiting for those moments to dip low. And then I think I'm just shaking that booty, you know?
Yes.
It's gotta be shook. Excellent. Number three, please.
Speaking of naughty. And I don't think I knew this until this morning when I finally remembered the name of the song that I was trying to, because I knew I wanted a Donna Summer because her voice in my 70s head is strong. Mm-hmm. And her like strong feminine energy, like I just like a lot of my, I just really love her energy. And so when I finally remembered it was called Last Dance, I was like, okay, yeah, let's go listen to this. And I got about halfway through before I had to get ready to get on mic. But now I was just like, oh my God, this is the 2 a.m. The bar is closing. Grab someone and go get laid. I mean, this is that song. Never knew that.
It checks out, I guess, now that you say it.
The last chance for love tonight. Yeah.
And I'm already doing a weird thing here with my arms very
absolutely.
Sort of, I'm holding them close to my chest and I'm just kind of,
you're doing the dinosaur shuffle.
Yeah. The dinosaur shuffle is very big in my repertoire, actually.
Yes.
I think I probably do the occasional T-Rex drumming,
which I borrowed from my dad.
So it's just the tiny little arms just doing whatever that feels like rhythm. Oh.
And I love the slow build in the beginning, and then she comes out, and then it's got the disco, you know, all of that stuff. So, which is again orgasmic. So, I mean, it's such like I got to listen to it again after we're done because I was just sitting there going, that's what this means. Wow, okay, because I just would listen to the music and dance to it and sing some of the lyrics, but I had no idea as a child that was like how would you know?
No, exactly. We are but innocents. Very good pick. Right, here we go. This is a nice route one for us for my number three.
Yeah.
It's House of Pain. It's Jump Around.
Yes! Hands in the air. Go, yep. Go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I am properly, I am jumping and I am kicking my bum as I jump. So like the legs, I'm jumping up and on the apex of my arc, I'm giving myself a kick up the butt.
That's dedication, Mark. That is dedication.
Oh yeah, I take this one seriously. And then I've developed a sort of routine for that one when, you know, because I think I came to get down. I think that's the moment where I'm doing that jump. And then there's the, when we get to the main sort of chorus, then I'm just fully pogoing, basically.
Yes.
I'm just going for the straight up pogo.
Yes.
Just, and it's one of those songs. It's because of the opening, And I think I saw a TikTok of this recently of someone listening to the opening, expecting to hear House of Pain, and instead hearing the Harlem Shuffle, because that's what the sample comes from.
Ah.
I don't mind the Harlem Shuffle, but I'm always disappointed when I hear that brass opening and then it moves into the boogaloo of Harlem Shuffle, because I always want it to be House of Pain.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes fusion makes things better.
There you go. Wiser words never said. What is number four for you?
Oh, number four is much more recent and involves a mini trampoline. It's Walk the Moon, One Foot, or One Foot in Front of the Other.
One foot in front of the other.
That's telling that when it started, I thought it was another ad because it sounds exactly like an ad.
I didn't write it, so I can't be insulted, but...
I'm sorry. It absolutely sounds like someone's going to tell me about the great deals on Amazon, but I'm here for it. I'm going to stick with it. Here we go.
You're judging me right now. I can
I'm
see
not,
it.
I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you because I don't judge people's musical preferences.
Oh my God. I want a screenshot of the look on your face right now. Sometimes music is just fun, Mark. Come on.
Oh, no. I have zero problem with music just being fun. I am failing to be moved by that one.
Yeah.
Because it's made up of all of the things that are in like 2010s pop music. It's got some people going, hey! And it's got, you know, it sounds like it's an Amazon ad. Sorry, it's unlike me to be so judgmental of another guest pick.
Wow.
But yeah, I think I was sort of distinctly unmoved, and I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. To be honest, I'd been following the group for a while before this. Not to justify it, but I had, so I have a background.
Oh, I mean, you don't have to justify it, but you're welcome to.
Two of my favorite songs of theirs are deeply. I wouldn't say dark. I would say sad and introspective and intense. So I had an investment in what they were doing. So it being this light and fluffy was actually exactly what I needed at that point in time. And it made a really good song because it was so consistent throughout the whole song. And so like, whoa, that it was a really good mini trampoline song. And I danced on my mini trampoline. I didn't just go up and down. I would like do, well, what I would call dance moves.
So I'm now wondering if I'm, you know, let's say your mini trampoline is in your, you know, I don't know what your home setup is like, but I'm envisaging a back garden,
living room.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking about a back garden and a fence, and then someone looking over the fence, and then seeing an occasional Steph just sort of bounce up, arms going. Nice. So it's 3 minutes of joy. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot longer than that. It's like 5 minutes of joy. who can't love that?
You.
Doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. I completely get it. And I also get like, you have your band, you've been following them for a while, and then, you know, maybe there's a song that's particularly popular, and we always have different opinions of them. Like, I've got a lot to say about Chumbawamba, and most of the time, you know, people think of one particular song because that's all they were known for. But I can tell you about their folk albums and all that kind of stuff, and it's like, okay,
oh,
well.
Wow.
So, you know, I have no judgment that you picked this song, you know.
I'm not sure I believe you, but thank you.
No, I generally, it's just what it's with all the others, when you've played them, I'm like, get it, get that one, get it. And I'm just like, hey, you know what? In the common parlance of the day, Steph, you do you.
Yeah.
I love this for you.
Okay.
And I mean that. I feel this is the most, I tend to be very conciliatory on this show. It's probably the most closest I've come to being combative, and it's only because I feel safe with you.
Aww. I will take that.
All right. My number four then, we are going to madness. and it's Baggy Trousers. And that is there's pogoing, there's skanking, there's jumping around, there's sort of moshing, there's doing a weird sort of skippy dance thing, there's everything, and it's all foot based. It's all on the feet.
Yeah,
that one is you sit down after that one because you've tuckered yourself out. I once pulled a dancing injury, and I think it might have been to Baggy Trousers.
Oh, wow.
I had to get proper, you know, deep heat, you know, the stuff that you rub into, like you have to really deeply massage into your muscles, because I'd properly sustained, and I was laid up for a few days because of it, had pulled something.
Oh my gosh, a music injury is the best kind. A dancing injury is the best kind, yeah.
Just, you hear that, you hear the bell ring, ding-ling-ling, ba-na-na, and it's straight into it. Like, Madness are very good at getting straight into a song, wasting no time. I love it.
Absolutely. So wait, what was the movement you were doing when you injured yourself?
I think I attempted some sort of a high kick, and I think I tore something.
Oh, no. Like the legs, your legs going in opposite directions kind of thing?
Yeah, I think maybe I bent a leg in a way that it wasn't supposed to bend.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Ah, happier days. What is your number five?
We're at five already. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm not torn. This one's pretty recent, I think. I've been obsessed with Elderbrook for about 3 years now. And it's hard to distinguish between the songs and his movement, like how he moves when you watch him do his thing. But this one, Glad I Found You, I kid you not, I cannot be in a bad mood when I hear this. And if I'm on the street, I'm dancing. If I'm at home, I stop whatever I'm doing. And I put it on. So I don't know. It's not like it just comes on without me knowing. But I just, it for some reason, just like, boom, instant okay.
There is something very special about here, and I think this sort of being compelled to the dance floor thing, I think there's something really special about hearing a song when you weren't expecting it. It's nowhere near the same when, you know, there's just something that happens so lovely in your brain, and I bet there's been a socio economic study or a social media, you know, media studies study or something on this about like the chemical effect of hearing. So my favorite song in the world ever, I don't own a copy of, and I never play it. I never choose to listen to it. And that means every time it comes on the radio, it's a lovely surprise. And it just makes me feel all lovely and glowy. And I think I'm, you know, should I ever get married, I should like to have it as my first dance.
What is it? Why aren't you telling me? Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell
yeah.
Me.
It's, Eternal Flame by the Bangles.
Oh, that's such a good song.
It's my favorite song. I have a distinct memory of being a very small child and sitting in a cab and hearing this, and it just ticking some boxes at the time. And then that feeling has always stuck with me. And part of the reason it sticks is because I don't choose to seek it out. You know, I'm always pleasantly surprised when it comes on, and I think I'm gonna guard that.
That's beautiful. And I think this is why I put up with Spotify for listening to music, is that I can go, like, I have so much credit on my phone plan is ridiculous. I could play YouTube every time I'm out and I would never run out of credit. Like, it's that much data. But doing that, I know exactly what I'm getting. Whereas if I put a Spotify Elderbrook list on and this song comes on, I mean, I love 99% of his stuff. But when this one comes on, it's that extra special. So when it hits, it's different than if I just press play. You're so onto something there. Yeah. And that's why I put up with the loud Spotify ads. Man, are they annoying. And they're in Danish too. So it's like really loud and I don't know what they're saying.
The perfect combination.
And, like, ar, dar, dar, dar. And I'm like, oh God, ow, my ears.
This is, this sort of track for me kind of harkens back to, I'm kind of thinking like, an early 2000s kind of dance EDM kind of thing, which is just chilled. You know, you've got that sort of, it's an upbeat track, but you know, there were things like, was it 80, ATP Till I Come? It's not, probably not ATP. It was something like that. And On the Beach was another one where you just had a nice simple riff, and maybe no lyrics at all, or very, very minimal lyrics. I mean, do you remember Robert Miles?
Not by name, no.
He had a song called Children, and it was this sort of really chilled piano piece, and it was everywhere for a time in the sort of late 90s. And it just, it kind of, it harkens back to that for me in a very pleasant, like, summery way. I mean, the video is summery as hell. And, you know, it's bright and it's orange and it's green and it's just, it's all those kind of, you know, it's a feel good tune. And yeah, I can imagine maybe having a bit of a moment to a track like this.
Yeah. And that's the thing with Elderbrook, is I generally don't lean towards electronic music at all. So I was shocked that I even liked any of the stuff in the beginning, and it just keeps growing. So yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. My last one then is, again, it's one that I'm dragged to the dance floor mainly for the purposes of singing. But there is also air guitar, there's air strumming. There isn't necessarily, I'm not necessarily, because it's not big on melody guitar in this, it's all rhythm, it's all chords. And so I might sort of break out a little bit of some vague strumming patterns. Let's see if you know this one. It's from a Cornish band called Reef, and the song is Place Your Hands.
Okay, tell me how you're moving, because I like where this is going.
First off, it's hand in the air. I mean, it's definitely, oh, please! You know, it's like it's all up there, and it's, yeah. You know, we're punctuating every line with a big fist pump. Perhaps maybe we're even dragging a fist down. We're doing the pull down, the dramatic fist pull down. And then maybe there's a bit of, because when the drums sort of kick in there, as the verse sort of restarts, then there's maybe a bit of, this one's a bit more top heavy. There's not a lot going on with the legs.
Gotcha.
This is very much a top heavy situation. There might be a bit of jump in when we get to the chorus. Then there is there's a nice little piano solo, which I might kind of try and pretend to mime, which is all, it's stretchy hands, because I think it's playing an octave. So you've really got to sort of get your hands in, you know, in proper position for that one. Yeah, it's just, it's what we in the business call a belter.
Wow.
And it was very much their only hit. I mean, I had one or two of their albums and they do not hold up. That was just an absolute, a tempest. Like, just they came out and just swung it.
That's so cool. Do you choreograph most of, like, when you dance to a song, is it always the same way to that song?
Yes, because usually I settle into a groove where I feel comfortable and sort of secure. And so once I've found that, I tend to repeat that, because I don't like to feel, you know, those moments where you're not in the groove, you're not in the pocket. And when I'm in the pocket, you know, when everything feels like it flows naturally, and it's the movement is properly in sync and informed by the music, rather than overthinking it and like, ooh, do I stretch out an arm here? Do I put a leg here? I don't know. You know, so once I've kind of locked into position, then that's pretty much the routine. I'm also a fan of, which we might get onto with our honorable mentions, I will saunter onto the dance floor with a glass of something in my hand. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that as a move.
Yeah.
Not necessarily if you're going to jump around, but if you're going to give it some welly, and sing along, then I think, yes, walking on stage with a glass in the hand feels quite cool.
Yeah. Well, in my 20s, when I went to the bars, I was much more self-conscious about how, what a bad dancer I was. So I needed the liquid courage to, yes, to get moving at all.
So now you are moving, you're moving freely.
Yeah.
And unlubricated by alcohol, which I think is, you've got that on me, because I think I still need the booze.
I would if I could, but menopause has kicked the ability to have alcohol. So yeah. And caffeine. My life is as friggin' vanilla as it can be right now. It's interesting.
So, Steph, what a wonder. Eh? And you know, if these songs aren't dragging you to the dance floor, then frankly, my friend, you've got bigger problems. You will find out more about Steph, of course, and where you can keep up with some of her other things. If you have any interest in podcasting, then definitely check Steph out. And let's say we will find out more about Steph in a little bit. But yes, just wanted to continue taking a quick moment to have a little chat with you. Next week, then, we've got Lex Friedman, not that one, the good one. Yes. And we are going to be talking about Weird Al Yankovic songs. This one was a real fun one to hook up. So I'm really looking forward to that. After that, we are getting practical and brainical, and talking about ways that we can defeat the gremlins in our heads. And then after that, I have some scheduling questions. We are going to be talking Motown coming up soon as well. I'm really looking forward to that one. And that's going to have to be another one that I send my parents to just go, hey, I did a thing that's within your sphere of interest. So if you want to keep in touch with me and new episodes of the show and all those various things, in case you are not already called to action to death, then listenvypod.com. That is also where you can find all of the previous episodes. And if you haven't already followed the podcast, then do follow the podcast. You can do it where you follow podcasts. It's really good, isn't it? It's good. It's a good show. All right. That's enough talking about how good the show is. Why don't we continue to make the show and let us work? Perhaps you would have already sort of gathered that from the discussions we've had, but we get into it, and this list does not wrestle itself into submission easily. So, listen, we best get back to it. Wow, this one feels like a tricky one, because we've got no actual overlap.
Oh, yeah. Like, clearly Walk the Moon's not going to make it.
On this occasion, maybe not. but yeah, Donna Summer, I think that's such a, for me, that, like, that's such a sort of end of night song. I think that's a really nice one to go in there. I'm looking at, I think because it sustained me an injury, I think I do want Madness to feature on the list there. So looking at, okay. Ooh, we might. Well, I might have some. I don't know. I don't think it's controversy, but what I'm drafting as my number one might be a surprise. I don't know. And I'm then going to go with. Okay, here we go. My provisional top five. Then looking at what we've got from five to one, I'm going House of Pain. Jump Around, Madness, Baggy Trousers, Donna Summer, Last Dance, D-Light Groove Is in the Heart, and Girls' Generation G. Now, what I'm concerned about here is there's three of mine and two of yours, and I think we need another one of yours.
I'm surprised you put G on there.
Yeah, because I can see that straight up. Like that one makes absolute sense to me. But you know, you put Missy there as one of your top five. So I think, how about this then? Ooh, we'll see how we feel about this. Madness at number five, Missy Elliott at number four, Donna Summer at number three, D-Light at number two, and then Girls' Generation at number one.
It sounds like a playlist I want to listen to. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Does that feel like a list to you?
It does.
Does that feel like a top five?
Yes.
Well, in which case, then I will ask you the formal question, Stephanie Fuccio. Do you consent to this list?
I do consent to the list.
I'm going to assume that there were many, but what what is on your long list?
You know, I realize this similar to when we were talking about this being a book episode, I realized how dark I am. I started out with a ton of sad songs that make me feel good, because once you've got that out, then you feel lighter, right? So after I got past those, then there were the more recent fluffy songs. Like I had a Harry Styles on there, fair enough, as it was. Absolute pure joy, another trampoline song. And just delightful. I mean, Watermelon Sugar is what made me realize he is who he is. And it's not just people liking him because he's handsome. I was like, oh God, he's actually like, there's something there. But then As It Was came out and I was like, I'm done. I'm going to follow you forever now.
Good song.
Yeah.
Solid
yeah,
song.
Yeah. Really good song. Yeah. And then we were talking about Motown. And so Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman. I mean, that grabbed me early on in my teenage years. And very few songs from before that exact time period were important to me at that time. And I was like, oh, I should venture outside of this decade. Like it blew my head open. And I just really love dancing to it. So yeah, those two would be honorable mentions for sure.
You've also just made me think of another song that I think this would drag me to the... So some of these are... It's difficult because, like, there are songs that would drag me to the dance floor, but they wouldn't necessarily, you know... Or there's maybe one or two others of my friends, but, you know, less sort of crowd-pleasing. One that I'm thinking could have gone up there is Frankie by Sister Sledge. It's a lovely song. And that's a nice one. It's not raucous, but you could absolutely be up there, you know, swinging your hands around, giving it the finger clicks. It's just lovely. But yeah, that's just occurring to me now. Okay, we've got the rock block. We've got, you couldn't, as they say, put a cigarette paper between these. Bryan Adams, Summer of 69, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, and Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes, like, yes.
All three.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Like that's basically one choice. Chakademus and Pliers, Twist and Shout. So this was Chakademus and Pliers and someone else. So there's lots of people on this bill. But it was their sort of reggae / kind of soulful version, cover version of Twist and Shout that came out in the mid-90s. Absolutely brilliant. That will get me up. B-52's Love Shack.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
This one I added just as we were discussing it, as we got on the call. The Foundations, Building Me Up Buttercup.
Huh.
That is a walk in a line song. That is walk, 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 kick. Why do you build me up?
Oh, yeah.
Buttercup, baby, just to let me down. That is a proper walk in a line kick. It's built in there. It's so great. And that's a really good, you know, sing along one as well. And then I've got a couple that are maybe a bit more esoteric. So again, with our family, Irish stock.
Yeah.
There's a band called The Saw Doctors and a song that they have called I Used to Love Her, which is big and fun and dancey, super Irish, really fun. That's a great one. And then one that's very recent, which is really for me and my dad, is Get Better by Frank Turner. And this is another, you know, should it be like no one's playing this, you know, like no DJ is playing this unless it was by special request.
Yeah.
But you know, if me and my dad hear that, then we're both jumping up and we're shouting at the top of our lungs about being able to get better because we're not dead yet. my dad was ill a few years ago, and when he was able to get out and about, one of the first things we did was go to a folk festival, local folk festival here. Because I said, there's a guy playing who I think you'll really enjoy called Frank Turner. And so, you know, in preparation, he started listening to a few songs and he, you know, he just naturally hit on that song himself. And I always knew it was a belter. And so, you know, he can't sing because of stuff that's happened to his vocal cords. So singing is not something that comes easy, but he will give that a belt because, like, yeah, we can get better because we're not dead yet. It's going to be a pretty powerful lyric to someone who's had a tricky medical moment. So that's a big one, but it's a tub thumper. So there you go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I mean, if we went back to the 90s again, when it was the same song over and over because no internet, for me, no internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And very limited music supply and the radio, was so bad. But when I got a hold of stuff, it was a million times Howard Jones, but I wouldn't really dance to Howard. Even his boppy stuff, I would just sit there and think of his lyrics. Depeche Mode, oh, yeah. I mean, Reach Out and Touch Faith. Yep. Try to keep me down. Try. Duran Duran. Like I was, when I told my husband we were doing this and he was like, yeah, so which Duran Duran song are you doing? I'm like, no, too. It's too obvious. It's just... And Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. I mean,
oh, wow.
I would, one of the few times I would do that kind of like shimmying thing she does in the video.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And Bruno Mars. I mean, there's so many songs.
Yep. Yep. I mean, so Uptown many. Funk yeah. is a real, that's a real yeah. good one.
Yeah.
Well, Steph, this has been a real pleasure. What are you up to? And where can people keep up with the things that you are up to?
I'm doing fun stuff with ChatGPT. So if they want to follow that, it's mostly for podcasting purposes, but honestly, you can use it for anything. AIandpodcasting.substack.com. That'll give you they can find the audio, video, the text, all that stuff is embedded in the newsletters. And other podcasting wise, they can go to coffeelikemedia.com. I've got my own stuff on there. I produce way too much crap and not crap, but way too much good stuff.
Content.
As well as some of my client stuff and all that. I'm rather obsessed with the medium, which is why it was so nice to talk about music today. It was like, get out of the podcasting head, get back into the music head and just, you know, talk about all that stuff. So I think those two places are probably the best.
Outstanding. This has been very, very fun. I'm going to start compiling a list, putting some songs on, getting my smart speakers in sync, and having a bop around my kitchen. So, Steph, thank you so much for joining me on ListMV.
Thank you. This is great.